Yeah, this guy here wrote a review on it on EHAM, and just a couple of comments I wanted to, just a couple here, because he's got a whole bunch. The battery compartment is still a PITA to open, but it's never popped open when I dropped it. Eventually figured out the trick to it by pulling the latch out towards me. Okay, la la la. After about 10 or 11 years, the stupid rubberized coating that I loved so much, it deteriorated and got really, really sticky. As in, pick up the HT and it sticks to your hand like it was glued there. I used a half a bottle of isopropyl alcohol. I removed all of the, you know, the swearing coating. Took forever. Tried some other things, but many of them looked like they also could eat the plastic, so ISO it was. Duck antenna is still trash, though. If you get one of these units, get an updated antenna. Do you have the mic for that, the handheld mic?
Dude, you would have thought that I wrote that. That is the exact experience that I had. And yes, it was a pain to get that stuff off there. No, I don't have the mic. My dad told me when I found this, he was telling me when he got it, that he got it on some kind of clearance, like when Radio Shack was, you know, whatever they did, they shut down. They were just trying to get everything out of the store. And he said this was like the last actual radio, like handheld radio they had. So they, I don't know if it was not in the original box and all that. I think it was just like in a, it was like a display one, you know. So I got the, you know, original antenna, but no, I don't have the mic. I don't even really know what it looks like. But the connector kind of reminds me of like an ICOM connector, but I'm not really too sure what the pinout is or anything. So no, I wish I did have that. That would be cool.